Hey, Kyle, what a fantastic show that was, huh?
What a fantastic show. What show we're talking about? You'll find out now.
It wasn't the trophy room this week, I can tell you that.
I teased it in the Discord. I was like, hey, you might have an extra episode of us talking about stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, how dare you leave us like that? I didn't want to spoil the surprise. You know how many times I've deleted a tweet, Joe, of me just having a gif of Buzz Lightyear saying to infinity and beyond.
I was same likewise.
So many times I've been so tempted, or write out a tweet where every line the first letter is capitalized so it spells beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Just I needed to scream it from the rooftops.
See, I wanted to throw out one more hint, but I'm like, no, that's I should maybe articulate it. I'm like, that's a Kyle thing. You know, like I think when I went on Beyond the first time, I literally just right as we're about to record, because it could be, you know, cancel any moment.
Yeah.
And then just hit Beyond. And that was the tweet.
I think now that it's done and it's recorded, I will just put out the gif of Buzz Lightyear. Because what are they going to do? Cancel the show now? They can't do that.
I mean, they can't do it. They can't do it.
I mean, I guess in some universe, they probably
can't. I checked my mic 8 times to make sure it was the right mic.
Yeah, I was a little worried with the other system that they used. It was picking up some mic beforehand, and I luckily remembered to check and use this one, because that would have been a problem.
Oh, absolutely. So, Kyle, I mean, we kind of just said it, but what show were we just on, man?
We were on Podcast Beyond. Trophy Room invaded completely. Jonathan Dornbush and then us two did this week's episode of Beyond during Summer Game Fest week, might I add. It was incredible. Jonathan DM'd us yesterday. Mm-hmm. While I was at work, I was like, Joe, did you see the DM? And
I was in the car.
You were driving or something. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, what do we do? I need to find some excuse to get out of work.
What was the excuse?
They know my dad is okay with it, so that makes it fine. My dad, he had cataract surgery a few weeks ago, but only on one eye. So I said, today his ride fell through, and I'm the only one that can bring him to the procedure.
Genius. Genius.
That also leaves, you know, in my back pocket, oh, I'm sick one day, I can't come in. Like, I can't just be sick all these times throughout the year.
Now, your I'm sick day is now, like, recharged till, you know, because, you know, when you're like, okay.
I took a mental health day a few weeks ago.
Right.
I was like, I'm just not feeling well. I need to stay home. I don't want to come in and infect you. And I literally just needed a day for myself.
Fair. I called out a little bit too much these past few weeks. Now I'm going to wait like 2-3 months until I allow myself to call out again.
Yes. I already have an approved weekend off for Mike and Kelsey's wedding.
Ooh, and
actually a month from today. So then after that, I will, I'll try to be at work every day and not take off. But who knows? There might be a showcase in the afternoon, and you damn well know I'm not missing that.
Yeah. I mean, well, if it's a state of play, I feel like you can miss it. Don't worry.
If it's the showcase.
So I feel like, okay, so you're out of until like September. I feel like that would be
fair. And then the girls are back in school, and they might be sick at school and need me to pick them up because everyone else is not available.
That's right.
I always have that.
That's right.
But I mean, being on Beyond is something that I wanted to do forever. That was the show that got me into podcasting.
Yeah.
Especially PlayStation. Looking up hints for The Last of Us, actually, on PS3. And I found a podcast of these two goofballs talking about PlayStation and having a good time, which led me down the road to Kind of Funny, which led me to you, to wanting to podcast, and means the world. If we weren't doing this right now, I'd be over in my, like, turned around at this desk just bawling.
Yeah.
Because it's very emotional to me.
Yeah, it's...
In a good way, not, like, in a bad way. It's just like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking doing it, and, like... It was everything I thought it would be, and I thought it was a great show, and
it really was.
Yeah.
It really was. Especially because, like, it's always like once you get in it, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I was a little nervous at the beginning, and then I kind of, because we were talking about Call of Duty, and I have nothing to add to that conversation.
I remember you're like,
oh, yeah, it's whatever.
I'm like, yeah. But no, and so, like, for me, I was, you know, now we could say, you know what, I could say, I think us and Jonathan, I think we're friends.
Yeah.
We're not good friends.
He remembered bits that we did on our show.
Right.
He brought up Banger on his own?
On his own accord.
Yeah. He remembered that we joked about the gold, silver, and bronze tier of the PS Plus editions.
It's a goddamn mess.
Yeah.
You know. So, that's nice. It's nice. It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
But I was more, so for humble brag, I was on it before, Kyle.
I know you were.
And I was overshadowed by goddamn Blue Point being acquired the day after. But, you know, I was way more excited for you. Now you could get a little emotional. It's, you know, because, like, here's the thing. When you were on P.S. I Love You literally like a year ago.
I know.
Crazy. I was just texting everybody. I was like a proud parent. I was like, man, Blessing better be fucking nervous because, like, Kyle's like obliterating this kid. Like Kyle's just killing it. He's just it's literally like I'm just watching. It's I'm watching my son hit the grand slam at the Little League World Series.
I'm graduating on stage. I got my cap and gown on. Look at my boy.
I'm like the old man with the cataracts. That's my boy up there. There he is. And so I'm just like, yeah, I know any opportunity comes your way, you are going to fucking kill it. You absolutely did.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely did. So I want to know what was your, you know, you got it. You got the call.
Yeah.
What was your thought then? And then what was your thoughts driving? Because you again, a little mini hooky today.
Yeah.
You know. What was your thoughts while you're driving home to record the episode?
Well, first of all, there was a little bit of traffic. I was like, I swear to God, I swear I successfully got out of work for a half a day. Don't you screw me on this traffic control. How dare you? I was just, you know me, I'm very hard on myself. And I was like, I can't screw up. Don't want to overtalk people or step over anyone. I was prepared because the way Jonathan set it up, he had like ideas for segments and things we were going to talk about. And so I was like running through like, okay, if we talk about like what classic games we want to see in the PS Plus collection, I have a couple in there. I'm ready to talk about Summer Game Fest and we're doing predictions. I'm ready to talk about multiplayer. Like I was just running through, just kind of preparing myself, which I don't know about you, Joe. I don't know if I ever told you this. I know Mike and I at 61 Indie feel the same way. Mm. I'm good to just show up and talk. I don't usually prepare.
Yeah.
Like unless there's like a trailer to watch or whatever. But most of the time, every single week, I read the story and then I react to it when you ask me questions. I don't like I maybe will see a headline or something, but I don't know. Do a deep dive and read the articles. Then I wait for the show. So everything I say on the show is like in the moment. Yeah. And that's kind of how I do it. But when it comes to like big stuff like this, like what I did with PS I Love You Less Year and Now Beyond, I tend to over-prepare just in case.
Yep.
And when I got on this Beyond recording, threw me for a loop a little bit because of the small little delay, the way they do it. It got me a little bit, but then I got used to it. And then I noticed Jonathan is such a pro. Like, he just stares at the camera. And I'm like, oh, I find myself looking at you. Or I was like, no, I should look straight ahead at the camera.
I do. Yeah.
It's a weird thing to kind of, like, retrain my brain to do in the moment. And then, like, the producer, Red, pulling up awesome game clips as we are talking. I was like, cool, I just want to watch Sly Cooper right now.
Exactly. So for me, what I do on the podcast, which I suck at that too, because like I'm looking at you right now, I'm not looking at the camera.
Yes.
So what I do is I try to, when we're recording, I have, this is a little inside baseball, I have OBS Sorry, I have Discord on monitor 2, which monitor 2 is on my left on the desk next to me, right? And OBS is recording that. And I have OBS main screen so that I could see, you know, my audio level and it's not, you know, fucked, or your audio level's not fucked, or something's not playing in the background. And then I cover my face with my with the camera. And so I'm looking at your I'm literally like, I'm not staring directly into the camera. I'm staring really, really damn close to it, though.
That's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that was something I learned as well. Cause he, like Red's pulling up all these things. I'm like, ooh, resistance.
Exactly. Yeah. He pulled up resistance. Like, that is one way to sidetrack me.
Now, you know what filled me with joy, though?
Oh, he pulled up 6-1 Indie website at the end. I was like, oh shit, don't freak out, Kyle.
Whoa. My heart sang at that point because I was just like, hot damn. I know how much that means to you, Kelsey, everybody. Like, that is that is awesome. That made me happy. And I real talk, I've when I was like, I wonder how Kyle's getting here, because he's probably fucking speeding. And I did think, I'm like, he probably hit traffic somewhere and he is pissed about it.
Correct on the ladder. I was very mad. Like, there's supposed to be no traffic. It's lunchtime. Yeah. Let me go home.
Please.
I have something very important to go do.
Yeah. But then, so their process is similar to ours.
Yeah.
Not 100%. Ours is a little bit more simplistic. But like, they're, so like, the way they do it is like, they have two websites. One records the video and audio, and it's kind of like Streamlabs, if you guys ever had, you know, do that, or like StreamYards, rather, where it's like a web-based video OBS player, but it's like, you know, super high quality. So it's like all 4K and all that. And they have like a database where they could pull up, like trailers and gameplay on the fly. So like Red's doing that while we're talking, and we're seeing it firsthand. I humble brag, I did way better the second time around.
I thought you did great the first time.
Well, I was just like, okay, so wait, is this really, it's a real talk between you and me. Yeah. So on the, not the vMix, was easy. You just log in. The other one.
The clean one.
Clean audio. Yeah. All you have to do is press enter, right? And you're in.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think you press start, and then you'll see your name with the meter when you're talking. That was the one where I clicked and I muted my mic to like cough or something, and I noticed it was still moving. I was like, that is not this mic. Let me change that before this whole thing starts.
Smart move. That's what I did, dude. I checked like 3 times. Like, come on, this is has to be best foot forward.
Yep.
But yeah, so
I guess we'll find out in a few hours if everything worked.
Yeah. But the suggestion for you, sir?
Yeah.
Pro tip. Whatever you do, don't look on YouTube comments.
Oh, I won't. I did that for when I was on PS I Love You, and they were pretty good. But
mine was as well.
I know of the IGN comment section. I know to stay away.
Well, again, like the one critique someone had was, I sound like Marty's dad from Back to the Future.
And that's like, not bad.
That's fine. Have you seen his fucking wife, man?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's a win in my book, man. So, while you're recording, what was your feelings there? Surreal?
If I say normal, is that a bad thing?
No, that's a great thing.
Because like, I was just comfortable. Jonathan is such a great host and just a great person to talk to about PlayStation or whatever. It legit just felt like I was recording a Trophy Room episode with you, with a guest. That's literally all it was. That's how I felt with PS I Love You once I got into it, and it helps that we have podcasted before. I feel like not that I would be less comfortable if it was just me, like maybe on a Future Beyond episode with like Brian Altano and Jada and Mark Medina, I might be a little bit more nervous, especially with Brian. I look up to Brian so much.
Same.
And I know I'm not even a fraction of funny as he can.
Same.
I would make a joke and it doesn't land. I'm like, oh, my heart would hurt so bad.
Again, that's why when he's like, "You were incredible to me," I'm like, "Thanks, Dad." Oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like if that day ever comes, I'll be more nervous.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was just, I was calm. My heart wasn't racing. I wasn't nervous. Yeah. I thought about doing the do beforehand. I was like, no, this is important.
I don't need a performing.
I can't be drunk. Stumbling over my words this episode.
Yeah, man, this felt really right. And you're right. It to me, I think towards the end, when we were all getting comfortable, I'm like, I'm going to turn this into a trophy room episode. I think that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. And that was really cool, because the one thing that we got to do this time was actually have a good solid say of like what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Which is like where I shine, because I write the notes. And so it was just like, okay, so SEL, yeah. Like having that, those strategies there and that input. So like, to me, I was like, this feels like a trophy room episode.
Yeah.
Cause we helped out with it.
Yeah. And I think what I'm shocked by, just from my standpoint.
Yeah.
Not that we have an issue with it, cause we can go on for a longer time than what we do on, I think, most topics. But like, we only talked about like three things, tops maybe, and most of that was the multiplayer stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was just like one conversation, and we didn't read any news, which is like, it wasn't the typical, like, I read the news and then you ask me a question about it and we riff off it. Like, no, we were just talking about games like we would in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Just like at lunchtime. Like, it was that kind of calm and relaxing and chilled kind of episode.
Atmosphere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, you know, towards the end of the show, I was like thinking back, I'm like, okay, this is great. Cause we're leaving people with a really good impression. Like, you know, I felt really confident in both of our performances. Mm-hmm. And knowing that we have a really great episode that people could jump to. Cause sometimes you record an episode. I mean, like this week's episode, I'm like, was that good, Kyle? You're like, this is one of my favorites.
I had a great time.
Yeah, because there was just so much chaos there.
Yeah.
But listening back to it, I'm like, yeah, man, we're just so fucking good at this.
Yeah.
And then knowing that we have the Summer Games Fest episode on top of that coming out this week as well, we're in a very good place, which, just a slight pivot. Kyle, are you holding on to something?
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to talk about numbers out loud, but I'll talk about it here because to me, this is monumental.
Uh-huh.
We are about to hit. Everybody, look at me.
Oh, here. No. Oh.
In 1 week, 10,000 downloads. 1 week.
Oh, for the week. I thought you were going to be like 10,000 for the month.
No, 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 no. Week.
Holy shit.
Now, again, there were like, we doubled up on episodes for sure. Yeah. But like, usually, so here's the other thing I found out, Kyle. Tuesdays, not bad time to put out an episode of a podcast. Makes you think.
Makes you think.
Holy shit. Because like, we had, I think, Friday. So what I've learned is like, Fridays are bad. Fridays you just avoid. And I think it's like everybody's like, it's a weekend, BB. Mondays, that's where you get another big bump because people are getting into their workflow. Mm-hmm. And then I think because people then are in their workflow, Tuesdays, people are downloading the shows and stuff to kind of go throughout their week. But like we had a smallish bump on Monday, a little bit like bigger than normal because it was following the Friday show that, surprisingly enough, our prediction show did better than the React show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, once 3,000 ones, or high 3,000 ones, like low 3,000.
Okay.
And so, like, we got a little bit of a bump Monday, a little bit abnormal bump. It wasn't huge. And then Tuesday, we're just like, hey, fam, we got this. And just blew up to the stratosphere. So it seems like a lot of people liked the first impressions from the shows that they got these 2 weeks and are listening to older shows as well, which is really awesome. So like,
it's great.
I showed that to our buddy Ains. I'm like, I don't do this. It's not to brag. I'm just very proud. Like, this is huge. And so, like, with Beyond and what we're going to do on Thursday, I feel like we can hit it. Like, I think we're at, like, 7,700. I'm like, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That is more than possible.
I'm very excited for tomorrow.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm just so proud because I feel like you fucking killed it so thanks, damn well, man.
I mean, you're always as great as usual. Like,
I'll take the compliment.
You should, because you're fucking fantastic. I mean, you surprised the hell out of me about that Unreal thing about the four wheels and not being able to. I had no idea that was a thing.
Fun fact, Ains was actually the one that told me about it. Oh, okay. It up. So thank you, Ainsley Bowden.
You'll find out when you listen to Beyond what that's all about.
Yeah, he's not a patron. He's a cheap son of a bitch. He'll buy, like, oh, I got this $1,000 statue.
No, I'm not talking about Ains. I'm talking about everyone else that's listening. You'll find out what I mean by the four wheels and comment when you listen to the Beyond episode.
Yeah. And maybe one of, you know, Ains's hundreds of interns.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Oh, man. Also, just patrons, so you know, and I mean, this is going up today, this episode. I'll be on Carpool Gaming on Thursday today. Summer Games Fest showcase. We're gonna go over there so that we're not divvying up people. Though, you know, I don't think we did that for the state of play at all. I think both of our streams did really great. It's just like for me to really give them a little star power, never hurt, Sean, to give them another boost so that we just everything's focused there, because I want them to hit all the metrics. And then on Sunday, I'll be on Season Gaming over at Cast Co-op, where we'll be covering live reacting to the Xbox Summer Showcase, where Ains said, like, you guys are going to see me in a way you never thought. I'm like, there's another different type of Ains other than stoic? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm like a kid. And I'm like, I can never picture you as a child. Like, I just think Ains has always been a bald, you know, 40-something-year-old man, even when he was 9. Even as a baby, goo goo gaga. All right, there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah. It's far from me. Don't worry. Joe and I are going to, when I get home, when I get home from work tomorrow, because again, Jeff wants to do it during the day. How dare you? My dad only has 2 eyes, and one is already done, and I took him today for the other one. So Joe has graciously accepted to watch it with me for a second time. So we're going to be doing that. I think we'll do it on, put that up as a VOD prop possibly. Sure.
Yeah.
But that will be after I do my live react 6-1 Indie for the Devolver show, which is tomorrow at 6 PM Eastern, Thursday, the 9th. And then Sunday, I'm not on Cast Co-op, but I'll be live streaming Xbox stuff on, I think we're doing that on the Point in Progress Twitch stream. So twitch.tv/Point in Progress. And then Saturday is the gigantic indie showcase extravaganza.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. I love when he said, because when I was editing your podcast, I was like, choose your favorite parent.
Yeah, choose your favorite parent.
Oh God, that fucking killed me. Oh, you could choose both. There's 2 tabs.
Absolutely, you can. You can watch them both. Like, this is what I do. I love watching live reacts. I will do hours, obviously.
Yeah.
And then as soon as our show ends, I will hop on my couch and I will watch Easy Allies. I will watch Kind of Funny. I'll watch our friends' live reacts. I don't care. I like seeing people get hyped about video games.
Yeah.
So I'll watch it all.
The Summer Games Festival, and that one's, so I'm already thinking about how to do it. So like we could have it so that, fuck, what the hell did I do with my frame? I fixed it. So that like I'll have you muted on, how would this work? I don't think there's any way to separate your audio from the desktop stream. The stream. Never mind. Well, I'll figure out a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah, I'll figure out something. But yeah, because I was like, I could separate your check. I can mute you on Discord, put you on Zencastr. Wouldn't work like that. But.
Because of the wonderful generosity of our Patreons, my mic and Go XLR thing came in today. Still waiting on the cord, the aux cord, to plug in. The XLR cord.
There you go.
But I'm looking at the Go XLR, and there are sliders for like chat audio and system audio. Can you not put me or Discord on one of those sliders and then keep the stream on another one?
I definitely think you can. I'm just stupid.
Okay.
Because now that you're saying it, like, let me see it. So there's an app that goes along with it.
Oh, okay.
Mixer call, lighting, routing. Routing. Huh. There's definitely a way.
There's probably a way, right?
Yeah, I see routing. I see music, chat, mic. Someone's going to have to teach me this one day. This fucking app that I've had for almost a year. Someone needs to come in and help me out. But honestly, Kyle, like you're going to really love it. Because now by the time August comes around, Kyle, Jiminy stands no fucking chance.
I hope so. Well, I just hope Jiminy just doesn't show up at all. I mean, that's ideal.
Scrum not
wanted here. I hate that man.
I know. But I love what I'm like, so we found out that your computer is actually very capable of a lot of things. And the only thing that like we need to do is get you a different graphics card. Luckily, there is one. I think it's around $400, but it's a NVIDIA card.
Okay.
And NVIDIA has RTX voice, and that's how we can mute out that sound when Jiminy invades.
Yeah.
Because the only thing about RTX that it does is, like, pretty much it makes you very gamey, so very loud. But you can always turn that down. Mm-hmm. But it'll block all incoming. Like, I could have the AC on. You wouldn't know.
You would a little bit. Oh, wait, no, that was the tech issues yesterday. That was something completely different. You thought it was the AC, but it was not. Joe sat in underwater for a good portion.
Yeah, God knows fucking what reason. And I forget. I don't even know how we fixed it. But, like, the crickets will not stand a chance because along with that, with the Go XLR, what you can do, Kyle, and I'm actually going to, like, show you step-by-step how to set this baby up, is there's like a already like an EQ. So like you can make yourself sound bassier. You can have a noise gate. So like, you know, when you get really like nervous about like the chair creaking and shit, that helps nullify those noises or any outside air around you. So like, Jiminy, your days are fucking numbered. All right. Bitch.
Also, just real quick, we're going to see Midnight Suns at Summer Game Fest. I'm very, very, very excited.
But don't get too excited, Sean, because they've had a lot of development trouble with that game.
Oh, is that on their team?
Probably. Here's the thing. Sean is desperate. We're in his head. He doesn't want to admit that we're in his head.
I'm very much just like, all right, you guys can keep talking. I'm waiting for our games to actually release. Because we don't have any big heavy hitters that go on with Fantasy Critic League. But this is the one bit of trash talking I will do with Sean right now. I love how we woke up and instead of sharing the open critic scores of Mario Strikers, whatever it's called, he was like, see, look, I got an 8 from IGN. Oh, okay. Well, we're not going off IGN, Sean. Yeah. We're going off of Open Critic, and it's got like a 75.
Yeah. And it'll probably keep going lower.
Exactly. Yeah. It will be going up.
Real talk. This is why, like, Sean really should feel slightly panicked. That's exactly where I thought both games were going to end, and I am still incredibly confident. Like, he has Xenoblade Chronicles. He's like, oh, dude, that's it. You guys are so done. I'm like, dude, you know Xenoblade, the highest that game's ever been is an 89? You think you're going to shut us out with an 89? You dumb idiot, Sean. You dummy. The highest, and that was the 3DS port. It's only been declining. So it's like you're picking these games because you think, oh, Nintendo don't miss. You're picking the Nintendo games that miss, you know?
I mean,
it's
yeah,
it's clear as day.
Let's be real, right? They have another one coming up in.
Real talk, Kyle. I know one of those games that they have is a six.
Okay. Well, they have another one coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
But then all of our heavy hitters come out.
Yeah.
Cuphead DLC, Monster Hunter Rise, Sunbreak,
yeah.
2 Point Campus, which the other two have been in the high 80s.
Yeah.
Shredder's Revenge.
Fuck, we got Shredder's Revenge?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, God, Sean, you are so... you idiot. Oh, my God, you didn't get Shredder's Revenge.
Here are our heavy hitters. We have Ragnarok,
yeah.
Cuphead DLC, Gotham Knights,
damn.
Shredder's Revenge, ooh-wee. Last of Us Remake, Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak, Silksong, Forza Motorsport, and then it just goes to like a Plague Tale Requiem. Yep, we have Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, yep, Sea of 80. Fucking Stars, Cult of the Lamb, Callisto Protocol.
90.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Like if
patience is a virtue, and I am full of virtue right now.
Yeah. The thing is, like, Sean's so supportive, like, he's listening in and
he absolutely is, and I love Sean to pieces. No, but you are going to be in pieces when the league is over.
Exactly. Because I thought it was really cute. I saw, like, the other day, they took Hogwarts Legacy from us.
Oh, they did, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not even fazed.
I'm good.
We got Kaliso Protocol looks. Oh, chef's kiss.
Oh, and it looks like they also added...
What's that?
Whoa, okay. Uh-uh. They added Hellblade 2.
Oh, that's a bet.
And Sonic Frontiers, which I'm pretty sure is not coming out this year.
Dude, after the reception that game's gotten, oof. Oof.
And just to point out that they have counterpicked Forza Motorsport and Silksong. So if those get 90s, those are 20 points negative, so 40 total.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it quickly turns that lead into, you know.
Minuscule.
Not even. We're winning at that point, bitch.
And we have two spots open still.
Yeah. Anything we want.
Anything we want.
Anything we want, we could place it right there.
The world is our oyster.
Yep. Shit, we have all those games. We still have two more.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
We dropped one, which I don't want to say.
Right.
I mean, they could see it, but like, there's one I'm eyeing.
Oh, really?
But we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. We don't want to give. But I will say, I'm hearing stellar things about Shredder's Revenge, and
you should. It's fucking great.
From what I understand, from an inside source, all partners are taking that game incredibly seriously. Like, this is not like they're doing little ports. Like, they are taking it very seriously. They want this game to really do well. Again, I know for a fact one of his games that Sean has, I will not say which, is a six, because my old PR team is doing their marketing.
Oh.
And we know.
Okay.
We didn't work on, and I don't say this, we're lightly, bangers, if you will. So enjoy that one. You can take a guess at which one it is. Who knows? You
know? Well, I'm not gonna say it out loud. I have ideas.
So it's the one you least expect, or maybe the most you expect. Maybe it's somewhere in between. But damn, Shredder's Revenge, I can't wait. Between that and Kalisto Protocol, those are my like most hyped games for this year.
Yeah.
And if Kalisto sticks to that December mark.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When are we gonna have our game award show?
Oh, you know? I don't know. Is the Kalisto Protocol gonna be eligible?
That's what I'm thinking. Excuse me. Does it want it to be?
What, didn't we do something similar last year? Like the game came out way too quick for it to be. I feel like there was a big game that we loved, but we.
Huh.
It was too close.
Forget.
I can't remember.
But like Silksong, I have a feeling in my bone.
Oh, that is. We're seeing that tomorrow.
We're either seeing that tomorrow,
I saw that dev of Team Cherry, or the community manager or whatever, tweet at Jeff or something like that. Like, hey, nice seeing you. I'm like, oh, okay. They've been quiet for too long.
They're fucked. That game's been working out for a minute, and Hollow Knight is a goddamn gem. And again, that's like negative what? Let's say it's a banger, right?
If it gets 80, let's be conservative. Yeah. Conservative. If it gets an 87,
right?
That's negative 17 points.
For yeah, him. And if we get Forza to what to do out, with its body. You said we get to be conservative.
If Forza comes out, not if, when Forza comes out.
Yeah,
that's another like negative.
Yeah, remember they were so sure about it, and I'm like,
dude, yeah, they counterpicked it.
It's coming out. No, I don't know. It's Forza. It's a known quantity. No, but like they've been really. I'm like, this game's been worked on like for like 5 years. It's coming out. I know this. All right. I'm like the anti Jeff Grubb. I cover PlayStation, but I somehow get told things for Xbox, and I'm like, can this be the opposite? Which Kyle, did you hear this? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Apparently, from Jeff Grubb, he has come out and said that the Horizon show is a prequel.
The Horizon show
on Netflix.
Oh,
it is going to be a prequel. It's going to be about the fall of man.
Whoa, I am so in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My God. Oh, that changes the casting
completely.
Who's going to be Elizabeth?
That's the thing. I'm like, you know what? Ashley Birch could do it.
She absolutely can.
Throw a fucking wig on her?
Yeah, not even. I love her hair.
But she has to be red haired, you know?
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. Bam. Elizabeth, right there. Wow. That's it. It's called, like, I think the project name is Horizon 2047.
I love it.
Yeah. That's some fucking cool shit. Play around with that universe. I love this, like, we're in all the mediums, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
God, what is the creator of the machines? What's his name again?
Oh, the douchebag?
Yeah.
God. Let's just call him Rick for the time being.
Sure, Rick. What kind of villainous actor do we want to put in him as him?
Who has a face like a
And why man? Is it John Malkovich?
I don't like these machines. Honestly, I want them to eat plants.
Honestly, yeah. Gary Oldman. Make it so.
Oh, fuck yeah. Gary Oldman, dude. Make it so. Honestly, Gary Oldman could play fucking anyone, and he'd kill it.
Yep.
Like, real talk out. Amano, this is a Patreon, Alicia. He could fucking play Barack Obama. You have me sold. Yes.
Ted Farrow.
There you go. Yeah. Who could play him? Has to be a young douchebag. Like a Elon Musk, but like younger and has more than 3 hours of sleep.
Okay. Ooh. You know what? I'm going to be real here. It's not just because it's on my brain. I mean, it is on my brain.
Please.
Joe Keery. The guy who plays Steve in Stranger Things.
Oh my God, I love it. There was an awesome.
I know we're just pulling from Stranger Things, but those kids are fucking great.
Yeah, there's the best
actors. I know he's not a kid, but still. Right.
A young adult, a young man. Yeah. One person said something really great. He would have been a great Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
But then one person said
it. I saw it, yeah.
Like, with that guy's head, it'd make him look like a Funko Pop.
Absolutely. God
damn. Hey, Kyle, do you have any last-minute predictions?
For Summer Game Fest or everything as a whole?
Summer Games Fest, man. Summer Games Fest.
I it's kind of a cop-out. Hmm. I think PlayStation's going to be there in a bigger way than I think we expect.
Yep.
I think we're not just going to get one or two. I think we're going to get a lot of, like, PlayStation at the end of trailers.
PlayStation. Yeah. God, bring that voice back. That's so, like, to me, that's so iconic. Yeah, I think, I mean, So Last of Us is coming out September 9th. September 2nd.
Okay. You think we're seeing Last of Us at Summer Game Fest?
Yeah, because I think that's a medium level reveal. Because it's a remake. It's a known quantity. Like, we know it. It's not like Last of Us 3.
Okay.
So we get that there.
I love how you just said a Last of Us reveal is medium level.
Well, because I think that the big one
is Ragnarok.
Yeah. And we'll see if all those insiders are full of shit.
Who knows? Let's see.
Yeah, because PlayStation does want to be there. They want to have some sort of presence.
That isn't Godfall. Or a smaller level thing.
Excuse me, I burped. Yeah.
I will never not be salty that was the first PS5 game trailer that we saw.
Yeah, no. It's not good at all. Fuck. Yeah, I think that's what, like, they want to have a... I don't think they want to be outdone the way Xbox outdid them with the reveal of, like, the Series X. That was a fucking incredible move on their part. And so, like, I don't think they want to have that again. So they want to have some sort of presence but not be, like, married to it so they can show it on another state of play. So, yeah, I think you get Last of Us there. It's in September. And I think you do get God of War there. I don't know if you get a release date, but I do think you get a state of play is coming. And that'll be like for next week or something. And I do think the God of War does come out in November.
Why am I seeing all the 11, God 11, of War 11, trending?
Because
are people saying it got pushed
To quarter four.
Of this year?
Of this year, yeah.
I'm now looking at it, and there are a lot of rumors saying 2023 now, that it got delayed, according to European sources.
Preaching to them. That's what it looks at. Okay, it seems like we're only okay with leaks, depending on who's doing it.
But there's an update to this article from Jason Schreier, who tends to be a good source for game-related information, posted the following about the delays on the Reset Era forum. It's hard to definitely prove a negative, but somebody who would know firsthand just told me they haven't heard anything about a slip to 2023, as did someone else who might know secondhand.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust Jason on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean, don't take comfort. All right, we got the guy that will block you in an instant.
That's right, he's on our side.
That's right. Ezra Miller has been accused of supplying a minor with alcohol, marijuana, and LSD.
What are we Jesus. Doing? Why are they still Flash at this point?
I don't know, man. They gotta go.
They really do.
And let me wait. Let me see this. Let me see this idiotic thing. Great. Representative Republican dude with anti-guns. He says airplanes were used on 9/11 as a weapon to kill thousands of people, inflict terror on our country. There wasn't a conversation about banning airplanes. You fucking idiot. He's just so stupid. Yeah. Okay. You know when someone says something so dumb, you don't even know where to begin?
Absolutely.
That's like, yeah, but like we put measures in place so that would never happen again. Right? Like, you got people going, this toothpaste, way too big to be in this luggage. You could create a bomb. It's like, but it's Colgate. Exactly why, right? You got people rummaging through your shit.
We've had our eyes on Colgate for a while.
Well, yeah. We know what you're up to, Colgate. All right? I can't go out there and buy a 737. A 18-year-old cannot get a commercial airplane license at 18. You dumb... fucking buffoon.
Can you imagine the mayhem of kids going out and buying gigantic planes?
Hey, man, we're going to get a kegger, get a 737. We're going to fly it around. Who knows? What? Yeah, we're going to have a Ranger in the back. So I think it's going to start a commercial. It's going to go up to first class.
Why is, and no offense to anybody who has this name out there, why do I think that person's name is Josh?
Of course it is. Sorry, any Joshes who are patrons. Yeah, 100% of Josh. Yeah, so like me and Rebecca, like we thought about it. What is a Josh version of a woman's name? Is it no? Rebecca is like that's a nice
Sarah.
Sarah. Yeah. Yeah. Like there's like so like oh like you know what like you hear a name like that's a.
The trouble.
That's a troubled name. Mm-hmm. Or like that's a privileged name. Let me see. Mm. Ashley.
Oh no. Yeah. Go back to AshleyMadison.com, Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah, so like...
Go break up marriages the old-fashioned way.
Dude, yo, real talk. My old principal...
Was that Ashley Madison?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he accidentally burned down his garage.
What?
Because like there was like conversations on the computer or whatever. So he wanted to light the computer on fire in the garage and called like this massive explosion of fire.
Oh my God.
And I think he actually, it was like the, it was so bad. That I think he also resigned.
Oh my God. I am laughing because there needs to be better tech literacy for older people. The go-to of like, oh, there's conversations on there. Let me burn it down. To be fair, I told this story on a post show or something, my Patreon already. When I was younger, I accidentally made the homepage of the internet browser a porn website. And I couldn't figure out how to change it. I was like in middle school or something.
Yeah.
It was the written kind of porn. And instead of figuring it out, because I didn't know what Google was, I deleted Internet Explorer from my computer. I was like, that'll do it. That'll fix it. Not thinking when my parents go on, they're not going to figure out how to get to the internet anymore. And so we had to call the computer guys. Like, yeah, no, it just disappeared. We have no idea what happened.
Oh, dude, my brother had to clear so much of my uncle's computer. My uncle's computer. So yeah, I got all these viruses. I don't know how. And like we truly think he's oblivious to the fact that like my brother knows exactly what kind of shit my uncle's into. Cause like he has no idea about like browser history. Right?
Yeah.
He has no idea about incognito mode.
Nope.
Think about how many garages could have been saved that this dumb idiot just knew about.
Oh, there's whole incognito server rooms that would go up in flames if he needed it. The Santa Monica Pier is up in flames today.
I'm just thinking of him like a whiskey and scotch, and just he's like, he didn't put it in incognito. He's like, there's an incog what? He's like, spits out his drink. I could have used that the whole time. Oh, God. Anyway, everybody, that has been the Trophy Room After Show. Probably the best one we've ever done.
Yeah. Hey, go listen to us on Beyond.
Yeah, Beyond.
Beyond!